At the next exit, turn left.
That can't be right. He never takes the west exit. He always comes straight home.
Turn left.
It's not like he would go to a bar or something. Even with how awful work's been. He has an outlet. Me.
In a quarter of a mile, you will reach your destination.
What the heck is he doing in the middle of nowhere? He's a creature of habit. He wouldn't just drive out to
You have reached your destination.
A trailhead in the woods? A turnoff? I don't even know. Oh God, there's his car. Wait, why is the car door open? Sweetie? Where are you? It's so muddy. At least I can see your footprints. Baby, where are you going? It's so dark. And what the hell's with these funnel clouds? I've never heard of a tornado in the woods. Babe? What the hell was that? Oh my God! Is something on fire? Like, a gas line? What makes reddish, black, and purple fire? Oh my God. Is that you? What do you mean, keep it together? Keep what together? Babe, what the hell's going on? Where's all this smoke coming from? Oh my God, are those wings? And scales? No way, this can't be real. Those horns and those spikes and the teeth. It's not a purple gas leak. It's you. It's your glow. You're a dragon. Oh my God, this can't be real. Babe, please come home. I know something's wrong. Something's been off with you. Is this it? Is this what you've been hiding? If it is, I just want you to know I'm not mad. I know this is gonna sound crazy, but I'm not mad at you. Really. You're not going to lose me because you think you're a monster. Monster is a word we use for things that go bump in the night. Things that can hurt us. You're not going to hurt me, are you? See? It's settled. I'm not going anywhere. Not without you. I know, I'm a little startled, but could I maybe touch you? Please just let me embrace you. I'm not leaving without you. Come home. Please. Now that I know your big secret, can we please go home? There's more. Not your only secret. This might be the adrenaline talking, but what else could there be? As long as you're not about to carry me up the Empire State Building, I think we can handle whatever it is. I can't read dragon facial features, but was that a grin? Okay, wherever you want to take me, wherever you're going, I'm going too. You want me to hang on and close my eyes? Okay. I trust you. I'm ready.
Oh my god, babe! What is this place? Is this a castle?
Your stronghold. You say it like it's yours. It is yours. As in, you own it?
Oh, hello.
You look like one of those old-fashioned butlers from TV. You have Victorian maids, too? Ladies, please, you don't have to curtsy to us.
Babe, tell them they don't have to bow and curtsy.
Master? Mistress? Oh, I'm not anyone's mistress. I think you have the wrong people. Honey, tell him he's wrong. You're not like a lord or something. Are you? Would we like to get freshened up? In the bathhouse? That sounds so fancy. Honestly, I think I just need a break so I can process all of this. So, yeah. Yes, please. A bath would be lovely. Babe, I'm gonna go along with this whole lord and lady thing, but once we're alone, I'm gonna want the long explanation. And then the short version. And then the long version again. But first, I really need a break. For some reason, a bath just sounds really nice right now. This isn't a bath, you know. This is a whole Roman bathhouse. Trapped in your basement somehow? Incense and everything. But it is really nice. This is just so crazy. And you're just treating it like what? Like it's all normal for you? Like, oh, just another Tuesday. I'll just turn into a dragon and scare my fiancé. Then back into my human form for a quick bath. Is that why we're down here? You need a hot soak after flying? Like, leg day at the gym? I'm sorry. I still love you. Joking is just how I cope with seeing the impossible. And there's been a lot of that today. I still want you. In every way we talked about. What ways? Well, you know how we talked about waiting until marriage, right? And we had all these hypotheticals like, what if we aren't ideally compatible physically? And I always said I would still love you and desire you no matter what. Well, I still do. More than ever. And I can prove it. What? Just because you turn into a big bad dragon sometimes? I'm not allowed to push you up against the side of this ludicrous bath? You know, when we dreamed about how our first time might happen, ideally, I said I wanted it to be on our honeymoon. I wanted the ring and the dress to be carried over the threshold and all that classic stuff. But honestly, right now, I just want you. I'll settle for anything I can get, as long as I get you. Babe. What's that? Why are you cupping your hands? Oh, honey, you're glowing again. Are you going to, you know, turn? Oh my God. Are those rings? No, no. I'm not upset. They're just so gorgeous. I would have settled for a boring old wedding band, but this black onyx interlaced with gold? Oh, and when I hold it up to the light, it looks like red purple fire. Your fire. Is this your way of asking? Yes. Oh my God, of course, yes. Babe. I'm sorry. There's been a lot of emotions today. The water feels really good. And I feel like I'm finally understanding you for the first time. I can't help it. Look, I'm gonna be blunt. And I hope you don't hate me for it. But I really need you. And I can't help grinding against you. Just a little. I don't really have much experience with this sort of thing. Like, any, really. But I can feel you're getting excited, too. And I like what I'm feeling under the water. Not that it matters, of course. The love between us. That's what's important. Our relationship is built on love and trust. So you don't have anything to worry about. You're my dragon, after all. What new bride ever gets to say that? So, I know we're anxious, but could you show me how dragons do it? Please? Like, if I crawl up onto these steps here. Half in the water and half out. Would it be more natural for you? Not doggy style, obviously, but dragon style? God, I'm such a dork. Even like this. Please. Oh, fuck. Please. Would you please put it in? Babe, you don't have to worry. I want this so bad. I want you to make me the mother of dragons. Oh, fuck. Oh, that's so good. Just feels so right having you claim me like this. Do you like how I look in this position? It's my curvy, wet body here for you to use. looking back at you over my shoulder. As you grab my hips and thrust into me. Oh, yeah, grab my breasts. My neck. Hey, did you just bite my shoulder? Mmm, oh, I liked it. I liked it a lot. More, please, please. I can't get enough. Please claim me. I want you to mark me as your woman. Oh, your treasure. I want to be the mother of your hatchlings. Oh. Oh, fuck. Oh, I felt that. You want it too, don't you? To call me mommy. To make me your treasure. Forever. Oh, you're getting close, aren't you? Daddy. Oh, you're twitching so much. I'm going a little crazy too. But I kinda want something else right now. Especially for our first time. Babe, can we turn around? I know you're a big, strong dragon, but I kinda wanna ride you. With your back to the stairs. Like this. Facing you. While I lock my legs around you. Rub my pussy up against you. This way, I can look into your eyes while I lower myself onto this cock. Oh, there. Right there. Oh, isn't this better? Isn't this so good? Just having your treasure grinding in your lap. Keeping our rhythm together. Helping me bounce on you. What's wrong, Daddy? Is this too much? Oh, are you having trouble keeping it together? Are you about to come? I think you could maybe change into the real you for me. I just really want to feel you losing control under me. Inside me. Please. Yeah, you can do it for me, Daddy. Make me the mother of dragons. Please. You don't have to go full size. Just give it to me. Please give it to me. I want you to make me your treasure for real. Yeah. Oh my god, yes. Oh yeah, that is so good. That's right. You can just lay back against the stairs. Let me take it. Oh my god, your scales feel so good under me. Feel amazing, so strong and hard. Oh, Oh, and you're so hot. Babe, your body's burning. Like a fever. Fuck. Oh, God, riding you is just so... I can feel you relaxing into it. Letting loose. Oh. Maybe I've got some magic, too. Maybe I can hypnotize a dragon with my wet, curvy, bouncing body. Oh, my God. Oh, I thought we were close before, but oh, my God. I can feel you stretching me. Twitching. Oh, I'm twitching and expanding. Holy bug. You're gonna fill me up, Daddy. Yeah. Please. Please do it. Please. This is how I want it. Oh, I want you to fill me. Make me a mommy. Please. 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 Oh, God. You like hearing me beg, don't you? Oh, you're twitching so much. Please mark your treasure as yours. Own me. Oh, yeah. Just like that. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I think I'm gonna come. Oh. Oh, that feels so good, babe. Oh, yeah. Oh. Shaking so much. Wait, babe. Babe, don't move. Please just stay here in the water with me. Oh my God. You filled me so much. My belly looks like I'm 3 months along. Oh, fuck, I can still feel you coming. If I didn't know any better, I'd say this was your way of making sure I really do become the mother of dragons. I hope you don't mind if I just collapse on top of you here for a second. No, babe, don't apologize for being so needy. Having so much to get out. I was only joking. Besides, I kind of secretly hope that's how it works. That you filling me this much will make me, you know, pregnant. Plus, it's so warm. Feels so good. You know, if you were backed up this much, I wonder if you have another load for me, maybe. What? You didn't know your treasure could be so naughty? No, wait. Don't move off the stairs yet. I want to try something. I know they do this kind of thing in porn. And I thought maybe since we're basically married... God, that's so weird to say. But it feels so right. Anyway, since we're married... I thought maybe, you know, I could try putting your cock between my tits. If I just shimmy down here, kind of like this. Oh, wow. It's still so hard. And it's so hot.
How is this water not steaming? So, since this is our first time, I need to know. Do you like it more when I stroke it with my hands like this? Up and down? Up and down? Or do you prefer having my big wet tits wrapped around your cock? Sliding it up and down between them instead. Oh, I just love the way your eyes go half closed and I squeeze my tits around you. Are you extra sensitive after coming so much? I bet. You really filled me up, Daddy. But I think we can get some more out of you. Turn back into your human form. Why would I want that? I want you to be comfortable while I tease your cock. I want you as relaxed as possible while I discover the best way to make my dragon roar. So, how about it? I'm still waiting for an answer. Do you prefer my hands gripping your shaft? Like I'm trying to squeeze every last drop of dragon's milk out of you? Like this? Or do you prefer my tits slapping against your hips while I try to lick your cock head when it peeks out from between my wet cleavage? You know what? I don't think I need an answer. I have it already. I can feel you twitching. Am I that sensitive? From filling your new bride? You ready to come already? Then go ahead. Fill your mother of dragons a second time. Except now, I want it in my mouth. I want to taste it. Taste my dragon. So please. Will you please give it to me? With your shaft sandwiched between my tits and the head poking in and out of my lips. Yeah, give it to me. Give it to me, Daddy. Silly. I really tried to swallow as much as I could, but I could feel it dripping out of my nose, and when I pulled back, you just kept spraying my face and my tits. Do I look like you got cake icing all over me? Oh my goodness, you just covered me. I look like I took a dragon-sized bukkake. Ugh. No, babe, no. Please don't apologize. I loved it. Plus, we're still in this amazing pool, so I can just wash it off. A wife is supposed to make her husband feel good, so welcome to wife sex. Aw, you want to make me feel good too. I knew I had a keeper. And it's not just because you can turn into a beautiful, powerful creature. Or because you own a fairy tale castle. Speaking of which, this place is unreal. Like, I'm so glad our first time was in such an amazing place. But really, babe, this is still blowing my mind. Are you sure this is all yours? Like, when the butler and maids called you master, did they mean it like that? Really? Holy shit, babe. So, would it be selfish to ask if the master bedroom is just as lavish as this bath? It is. You know, in a normal wedding, this would be the part where you'd walk me across the threshold. You're so strong. Oh, no way. Babe, come on. There is no way that this is the bed. Are you serious? It's like four king beds put together. Oh, and it is crazy soft. Seriously, this thing's fit for an emperor. Or a dragon. I mean, obviously that makes sense. You'd need somewhere to sleep while you're in your natural state, right? Oh my god, this is just too nice. I didn't think they had a dragon section at Bed Bath & Beyond. What are you waiting for? Crawl in with me, babe. Oh, come on, you won't hurt me. It's nice and warm and soft. And I am just so sleepy. I know you're probably worried about transforming in the middle of the night. Like, you might roll over on me or something. But don't worry, babe. I trust you. Fuck, I trust you so much. Enough for you to whisk me away to this incredible place. What I'm trying to say is, I love you the way you are. Are you comfortable in this form? Yeah? Good. Because I bet you feel amazing to snuggle with. And you're so warm. It's unfair. You're like my own personal heated blanket. I'm so lucky I get to be curled up with you all night. Is that your tail curled around me? No, 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 don't move. I love it. Spooning with my dragon daddy. Good night, babe. You know, if I wake up and this was all some crazy dream, It's gonna be the best dream I've ever had. Dragons and castles and magic. But you know what makes it my absolute favorite? That I dreamt of you. Good night, my love.